Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Today, a Christmas musical, A Special Kind of Love by John W. Peterson.
The birth of Jesus is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke of the New Testament. But throughout the Old Testament scripture, there are numerous references and promises relating to his coming into our world. The great prophet Isaiah speaks of our Lord at length and with unmistakable clarity. Early in the book that bears his name, we read how he cried out to the people of Jerusalem, Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight will be obedience to the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, false evidence, or hearsay, but will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked who oppress them, for he will be clothed with fairness and with truth. After many centuries of waiting, the time finally came for the fulfillment. It was then God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a small town in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary, who was engaged to a carpenter named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Mary was startled by the angelic visitor and troubled by his greeting. After reassuring her, Gabriel proceeded to give her this amazing message.
Thank you.
Mary asked the angel, "But how can I have a baby? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of God shall overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be utterly holy, the Son of God." Furthermore, 6 months ago, your Aunt Elizabeth, the barren one, they called her, became pregnant in her old age. For every promise from God shall surely come true. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you said come true." Days later, Mary hurried to the highlands of Judea, to the town where Zacharias lived, to visit Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "You are favored by God above all other women, and your child is destined for God's mightiest praise. What an honor this is, that the mother of my Lord should visit me. When you came in and greeted me, the instant I heard your voice, my baby moved in me for joy. You believe that God would do what he said. That is why he has given you this wonderful blessing." Then Mary responded,
"My soul magnifies the
stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home.
It was a song.
About this time, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the nation. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration. And because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's ancient home, journeying there from the Galilean village of Nazareth. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
But the child is heaven sent. In the shadows, Joseph watches in awe. Oh, they cannot comprehend how that God could condescend that to folks like them he'd send such a treasure.
the shepherds returned to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. They would always remember this night, the night they heard the announcement of the Savior's birth, the night they heard an angel choir praising God and singing about peace on earth.
If you listen, you can hear it, for the song is ringing still. Through the centuries, it has echoed, the song of peace on earth will bring to end.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying,
Where is the king? Asked the wise men. Where is the king of the Jews? Have followed that star. Where is the King of the Jews?
Seeking the King. Rich gifts and treasure we bring.
King of the Jews.
This brings us near the end of our story. We can now only be filled with wonder and worship as we reflect on the central truth of the Christmas story. That God in Christ became a man. Became a man so that eventually he could become our Savior. How could he so love us? How could he so condescend? How could he suffer the demands and indignities of a Roman world? Caesar's laws, Herod's hatred, a high priest's indifference, a crowded inn, a birth in a cattle stall. How could he who was the Lord of the universe, be willing to sleep in the arms of a Jewish peasant mother? How could it be? How could it be? This one whose birth we are celebrating. He's the one who went on to die on a cross to pay the price for your sins and those of the entire world. You can know him by reaching out in faith to him, by believing in him, by receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Do it now.
Special Kind of Love by John W. Peterson. You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, Little Drummer Boy by Kenny G. Little Drummer Boy by Kenny G. You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.